Yeah, I found some pictures online yesterday where I took my first public shower.
Okay, I'm
wait,
so...
Wait, excuse
what?
Me? Who was taking pictures and why aren't they behind
well,
bars?
Well, I'm not in the pictures. So I was going through some stuff and I ran into some pictures online someone posted of the old Hoagland Elementary School out in Hoagland, Indiana on Hoagland Road. Now, this was back in its day. It was like a model school because they didn't have any walls. It was like everything was open. And by the time the school closed, there were walls in all the rooms because it didn't work because everybody, you know, it just didn't work like that. Mm-hmm. But back in the 70s, that was the way they were trying new things. So anyway, I don't know if it's still standing or if they've already torn it down, but I thought that they were headed that way. Somebody went in and took a bunch of pictures, and they went into the gymnasium where the shower was and took a bunch of pictures of the locker room.
Did you break out into a cold sweat?
I almost did, yes. We've talked about this how many times on the air.
Oh,
that,
my gosh.
I mean, the sixth grade, when you got into sixth grade, you had to take a shower. I mean, that was it. They sent a letter home. I didn't tell my parents because I was embarrassed. I was like, okay, well, I have to get through this myself. And then, you know, it's funny. You add that, the trauma of, being in sixth grade, having to take a shower, to the fact that the nurse would wheel in the scale and weigh you in front of your class.
While you're naked?
No, not while you're naked.
Oh.
No.
But you know, in front of the class, they didn't announce it, did they?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like she would say it to you and then everybody would listen when a large person would go up to get, you know, cuz I looked like a teacher.
Well, and think about it. With those scales, you know, kids know that you're heavier than they are because they have to take that scale and move it.
Yes.
Into the next group of numbers.
Oh, and God, it's like, that's the worst. Oh,
okay, well, now they know.
So they go click, click,
yep,
click.
They keep moving it up the group.
Oh, my gosh. And then you go to high school after you think you've left all that, and then you go to high school where they don't weigh you anymore in the front of your whole class because there's so many classes. You know how high school works. Then you go to the bathroom and there are no stalls in the doors. You know, so a whole
doors
other,
in the stalls
or doors in the bathroom stalls. So there's, you know, we talked about that before.
That absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah,
honestly, I cannot believe that was legal.
Talk to any boy or young man that went to high school in the 70s or 80s or maybe even the early 90s.
Okay, I'm not to get too crass here, but how are you supposed to do your business?
If you're stuck there, you have to time it out so you're not there between classes.
I was going to say, so the best thing to do would have been to get a pass.
Yes.
Because then there was a better chance you'd be alone.
Yes,
But I don't know. Is that worse? Is that worse? You're like alone in there doing your business.
No, that's not worse. No,
well, one other person comes in, then it's just the two of you,
yeah,
and you're
like
in a waiting game?
No, they ignore you, and so that's fine. And there's like, you know, there's like 16 stalls in the boys' bathroom.
Wow.
So you always go to the end, you know, to try to hide from there. But then you can take classes where they have the nice bathrooms, and that's why I learned how to be a draftsman. That, Carrie, did you know that that was my second career, real close to being my second career.
Can't imagine
because
that.
Because there was a clean bathroom down there.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.